KNZA. Johnny Kane back with you. Joining me now, Derek Jasper, head coach of the Troy Girls. It's brought to you by the Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farms, Exchange Bank of Troy, and Anderson Meats. And well, Coach, last year I know it was a tough season overall, but heading into this year, you return everybody from last season. So you got to have pretty high expectations now for this group. But how have things gone so far just early on in the first couple weeks of practice?
Well, it's been pretty nice. You know, we do have a lot of people back. We only lost two seniors last year, and they weren't starters. So got most of our top players back and kind of know what's going on now. So it's kind of nice. We do have 9 freshmen. So in all, we have 22 girls, but we do have some out sick now and some out injured. But the best thing about that is that when you even have some people gone, you still have enough to have a competitive practice. In years past where we only had maybe 12, 13 girls, you get a few of them sick or injured, and then your practices aren't good. So really like our 9 freshmen that are out. That really builds up our numbers at practice and makes our practices more competitive. And we're trying to string them along. But, yeah, we do have a veteran team back. A lot of these girls have played now for – this will be their 3rd year of varsity. So even though we haven't fared well in the win column, at least I think we do have some experience.
Yeah, so then what are your expectations with this group? Because I know, like you said, the last couple of years haven't gone as you hope. So what are the expectations with the veteran group you do have coming back?
Man, I just hope we can stay healthy and be playing our best basketball at the end of the year. It seemed like we always are peaking a little early. Last year we started out the season 2-0 and then only won 2 games the rest of the season. So, you know, I kind of want to be playing our better basketball at the end. We kind of fade. Seems like last couple of years we've kind of faded out. So we're changing a few things we're doing practice-wise and kind of philosophy-wise, and hoping just to get better as the year goes on and not maybe peak too early like I feel like we have the last couple of years. But, you know, expectations are to, you know, try to get some more wins, of course, always, but really just be more competitive, even against the good teams in the league. You know, let's eliminate some of these blowout losses that we've had here in the last 2 years, and let's make some of these games even tighter against the top teams in our league.
So what's going to be the philosophy here this year? Because I know the last couple of years you haven't had much size. Same case this year. I mean, you start in the post a couple of 5'5" girls, and you're, I mean, obviously in the Twin Valley League, it's going to be tough. And these first couple of games that you have against Riverside and Hiawatha, it's going to be tough against those two big teams. So how do you approach the style of play here this year?
Yeah, it makes it really difficult. It really does. You know, we don't have much size because it seems like everybody's got at least 1 6-footer. Some of the teams on our schedule got a couple in there. So rebounding's a big problem. And we just got to fight a little bit harder on the glass, fight for position a little bit more. And I hope offensively that even some of our guards can go down and post up and get some points in the paint, because we have to find some points in the paint offensively. So, you know, we can't just rely on the 3-point shot. And, you know, some nights that'll work if you're hot, and then some nights that just doesn't work. So hopefully we can play a little bit faster this year also, get some transition points. But I'm still really concerned about our size and being able to defend a tall player. And I think we have to face a tall player in the Wiser girl here at Riverside Friday night. So we'll kind of see how that goes. Hopefully we can get enough help. But we just can't play people one-on-one a lot of times in the post with our lack of size.
Yeah, talking about Friday night, you'll open up the season at Riverside and then be at Hiawatha coming up on Tuesday night. So what do you see from your girls here in these first couple of games? I mean, you know you're going to see some mistakes, but overall, what do you feel like you would be encouraging for you to see?
Definitely, and I like the way that sets up for our schedule. You know, we're playing 2 Big 7 teams. They're non-league games. They're, you know, not like district games or anything that count, so we can kind of go out and play free and then kind of find out where we're at after those 2 games. And then I think we start having a couple league games, 2 or 3 league games after those. So gives us 2 games to kind of figure out some rotations even this year, because we've got some younger girls that are going to have to step up, play a little bit, and gives us a chance to really figure out where our weaknesses are. So even though it's 2 tough opponents and 2 Big 7 opponents, I like the way that is, because the games really don't count for anything except overall record, and we can kind of see where we're at and go from there.
Well, Coach, wish you the best of luck here this season and coming up on Friday at Riverside. Thank you so much for taking the time. We look forward to hearing from you throughout the year. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it, Johnny.
All right, Coach, thank you. Derek Jasper, head coach of the Troy Girls, joining us on our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 KNZA.